Yo, here we go, my cousin Vinny. Yes, sir, my cousin Vinny. Yeah, here, bear. Every time I get you.
Every time I get the urge to visit my hometown, I'm sure that all my cousins will try to track me down. My heart says go, my head says no, it's best to stay away. But if I appear, I'm sure to hear all those jerk-offs say,
hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny,
was my cousin, he couldn't make his bail. I was talking to his father, he said let him rot in jail. But I pitied his poor mother, she said I was a prince. I paid his bail, he's out of jail, I ain't seen the fuck.
Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny,
my cousin Rose got married, she said they'd all be there, and they would love to see me as if I fucking care. They ate, they drank, they danced all night, my cousins had their fill, and when it all was over, you could guess who paid the bill.
Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny,
yo!
Your cousin Vinny, it ain't that long, you must remember me. Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny,
oh, please,
your cousin
Vinny, oh, Vinny, Vinny, Vinny,
hey, with your cousins, with your family.
I'm not going to curse, but that was Joe Pesci singing My Cousin Vinny. Yes, and it's freezing here in South Jersey. Did you know, well, first of all, hello, Lee.
Hi.
The lady's with us, I hope. Did you know that 70% of the United States will be at freezing or below freezing tonight?
Oh, Jesus.
They got snow in Southern California. Snow. All on the palm trees. Sleigh riding down Hollywood Boulevard. I mean, come on. They're crazy. They're not, people are not, the world is nuts. Mother Nature's nuts. Everything's nuts.
And you're talking California. They just nabbed a guy naked running down the street in La Mesa.
No, that happens every day here in Toms River.
Oh.
Yeah, you're always running around naked. Oh, my God, here we go. Bear's just laying around, laying on her back like she's on the beach. Bear's my cat. If you you aren't familiar with that. Bear's my cat, and Smoochie's my cat, and Smoochie and Sheba's Lee's cat. So we got three pussycats here. And speaking of pussycats, if you need a vet, seriously, if you need a vet, it's New Year's Eve. We start new tomorrow, new year, new everything. Do yourself a new vet. Do your pet a favor and do yourself a favor. VIP Animal Hospital in Elizabeth, New Jersey. 908-289-7387. 908-289-7387. Mark that number down. You know what I'm saying? It's very, very important. Look at my cat. My cat won't leave me alone, kissing me, rubbing on me. Cats are very affectionate. Very, very affectionate. I wasn't a big cat man, but oh well. Okay, Dr. Tony, Happy New Year. Yeah, tonight's New Year's. You ready for New Year's or what? Hello?
Oh, hello. I was busy. What'd you ask?
I asked if you were ready for New Year's.
Yes, I'm sitting here dressed, and I'm getting picked up at 8 o'clock.
Oh, all right. That's cool. That's cool. Sitting there dressed. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm staying home. My idea of New Year's, I am 65 years old. I don't think I missed a ball. I don't think I missed a ball fall in Times Square. Not once. Maybe a couple times, you know, because they do shut the TVs off early in prison. And, we had our own TVs in prison. Wait a minute. Well, matter of fact, I got out of New Year's Eve once. New Year's Eve once. I got out at 12 o'clock. The sirens were going off, the fireworks and all of that. I got out 12:01 New Year's Eve. Actually, I did a whole year. I mean, if I went in 76, I got out in 77. The new year. But, I don't know.
You have a good friend on that wants to wish you a happy new year.
Okay, well, that's cool. I'd appreciate a nice new year. Maybe he's got a jammy for me.
What's going on, Gugini? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jamie. How are you? How's your wife? How you doing?
Good, good. I'm getting a feeling coming down with something, though. This weather change and shit is messing me up.
He sort of had one last week.
Yeah, bad news. I went out yesterday. I walked over to Rite Aid to get my it's unbelievable. I feel like my father, you know, to get more medicines and stuff. And when I got there, I felt like out of breath because it was so cold that when you breathe, the shit freezes in your throat.
Yeah.
My grandfather.
Sometimes you go into a coughing attack because of that. Every time you'll breathe in when you go to cough, you get that.
Yeah. My grandfather died like that. He died like in February, of, you know, 100 years ago. But he died like in February, you know, sweeping the snow off in front of the old Italian club. He went inside. Poof. That was it.
Yeah, they say snow will give you a heart attack shoveling that shit, but I work like that all the time.
Oh, yeah? You sound like you got a cold.
Yeah, I don't feel good, man. I don't feel good, but I wanted to give you a call. I seen you say something on Facebook and stuff, so I wanted to call and wish you happy New Year, you and your family, your brother and your sisters.
Oh, well, thank you, Jamie. Why don't you go have a nice hot cup of coffee, tea, and put your slippers on. Watch the ball fall. Watch the Rioters get beat up. They got a trick for their ass. You know, they're talking all kinds of shit, right? And they want, you know, they want to be politically correct, the politicians. And Cuomo yesterday said, well, I'm going to have the National Guard here for New Year's Eve, for the New Year's celebration, but they're only going to be watching Penn Station and Grand Central State. Yeah, bullshit. Let's help them jump off. Them suckers will be there right on it.
Yeah. How about that mayor, man? All the cops turn their backs to him and stuff.
Oh, yes, yes. Mayor, you mean Big Bird.
The Blasio or whatever, right?
Yeah, Big Bird. They call him Big Bird.
I don't get it, though. What I don't get about all this stuff that's been going on lately is I've always known from the streets growing up, if you don't comply with a police officer, prepare to go down. You know what I mean? Like, it don't matter your color, your race, your background. I mean, if they're telling you to get down and they're telling you to stop and you don't comply, your ass is going to get tased or your ass is going to get lit up. That's just
I
mean, that's for everyone. I don't get what the big deal is.
Yeah, I remember one time. I mean, I was so tired. Years ago when we hung out in the 70s, right, if the cops pulled up, they never even said a word. They pulled up, hit their little, and you walked away. And they were doing that shit every half hour. They'd pull up.
Cleared away. No sitting on the corner. They want you cleared away. You go around the corner, you come right back.
So we were sitting there, and they pulled up. Everybody's walking. I sat there. Cop said, "Yo, man, what's the matter? Well, you can't hear? You got to roll." I said, "I ain't going nowhere. I am not moving." I was in the back of that cop car. They smacked me in the head like in a hot second.
Yeah, that's kind of same for everybody. It's no different.
Yeah,
you
well,
know, there's,
tonight
there's
I'm going to be...
Some of them take it a little far. I'm not saying they don't. There's good, there's bad, you know, but that is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, though, they're the guys running in the buildings and shit, and they're helping people. I mean, at the end of the day, and you know, and if anyone's going to say, I don't, you know, I'm no big cop fan myself, you know, but I got friends, too, that are cops, and there's some good, there's some cool, there's some that are assholes. I mean, that's people in general. That's all walks of life. So it is what it is, but at the end of the day, you know, the same people that are out there riding, they're going to call 911 for help one day, and they're going to expect them to come help them, but they're out there and they're making a big deal of everything. I don't get it.
Well, you know, hey, it is, you know what? Whatever happens with all of this, these problems, you're going to still have to go to work. I'm still going to have to do my show. I'm still going to have to pay my rent. I'm still going to have to, so you know what? Let them, you know, tonight, they will be my entertainment.
Yeah.
I'll be watching that shit. Go, get that there.
Oh, they're deep in the city.
The
cops are deep in the city tonight. You forget about it. Anywhere you go over there, oh, my God. Yo, they're deep.
They got 1,000 new recruits that graduated Saturday afternoon. They're on duty tonight in Times Square. So one of them young boys will wrap that stick around your head. And you know what? It's the biggest class with minorities in it, Spanish and Black.
Yeah.
So,
well, everybody better be on their best behavior out there tonight because they're out there in force, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You don't even want to be driving around there. Everything's a pain in the ass to drive around, all the tunnels, everything. It's a mess. It is every year.
Yeah, well, we lived 10 blocks away from it. Well, Lee lived there. We were there a few New Year's. And, Lee, pull the sheets down. I'm going to bed, man. Later for that crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how's your brother? What's he doing tonight? He's kicking back with you at the house?
Yeah, he's on that schedule where he works at night, so when the days he's off, he just falls out. That's it. You know, we
on that
dinner.
Graveyard shift, huh?
Yeah, he goes in at 10:30, 11 o'clock, I don't know, sometime, and he's home 7 in the morning, so.
Yeah, it's rough.
I mean, he got me up 7, he got me up at 3 o'clock this morning. Putting a light on all up on my face. I swung. I hit the board, you know, the headboard and the bed. I busted my hand all up and shit.
Hey,
oh, how is it, by
down.
The way?
What happened?
How is it?
My hand, it hurts. How is it? It hurts. Punch your headboard. You'll see what happens. It
is it black and blue or anything?
No, it just hurts. It's sore.
Okay.
My cell phone's down. I shut that son of a bitch down December 7th. My contract was up. I got to get a better plan. So, but you got my house number if you need me, so you can call me.
Oh, all right. Hey, have a happy new year.
Okay,
happy
buddy.
New
how about
year,
you,
man.
Lily? You going to have a good new
get
year or what?
Get some tea, darling. Drink some
how
tea.
How was your guys' Christmases? Everyone had a good Christmas or what?
Oh, yeah, I had a great Christmas. I had a girl
yeah.
dance for me. She had on a Santa Claus outfit, and she was dancing all and stuff. You know, it was
oh, boy.
Pretty nice.
And how about you, Lee?
I don't celebrate Christmas, so I don't know what
yeah,
I did.
She's Jewish.
Well, how was your candle
she's
lighting?
Oh, fine. I lit my candles.
I
did not make the standard potato pancakes. I just wasn't in the mood.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't do the Feast of Seven Fishes this year, which I normally do, but because money was tight this year. So I did a ham. I made a honey ham, a spiral honey ham, and then I usually, after the next day, I'll make a split pea soup with the honey ham leftovers, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Do it up like that.
We went to eat in Belmar, one of the towns over there, and we had fish, and we had the codfish, and we had bacalao. You know, I don't know how many we ate, but we ate good. And then we had dinner Christmas Day at down in Barnegat. And, oh, man, I still got macaronis in the refrigerator.
Barnegat got good seafood down there.
Oh, yeah.
But I like Sheep's Head Bay the best.
Yeah, folks, you can't beat that. You can't beat that Sheep's Head Bay.
Well, I found a restaurant down here that has my Ipswich clams.
What is that? What is an Ipswich clam?
They're the best fried clams. Nobody makes them right.
Oh, fried clam in a pan, like clam casino kind of, sort of?
No, the fried clams.
Like
oh, you mean like deep fried?
Burger King.
Yeah, you mean like breaded deep fried clam strips.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's
the way
all
they
it
do
is.
It up in Boston in clam country.
Oh yeah,
and
my
I found
wife
a restaurant that
strips.
The chef is from up there, and he made them perfect.
My wife loves them clam strips.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's the
oh, yeah.
difference. Ipswich clams are with the bodies. That's the difference.
Oh.
They're different kind of clam.
Oh, I
that's
oh,
the way
right.
you're supposed to eat them.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
I try it. I try anything once. I try it.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I tried a lot of things once, and I keep going, and I'm still stuck with it.
You know, I tried recently, not too long ago, soft-shell crab.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
It was pretty good, bro. It was pretty good.
Yeah, but
Hunter Steakhouse in Brooklyn, Bay Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they made a good soft shell crab. My friend got it. I ordered it up, and he was like, have some. I was like, I love a fucking whole crab on the table, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but it was good.
They're very tasty. Matter of fact, when we had the house in Forked River, you know how you get soft shell crabs. You know how you catch them. Or you know how to even... Oh, once a month, the crab, at a full moon, sheds his shell.
Okay.
When he sheds his shell, he goes and hang out because he's very vulnerable to anything, you know, other fish or whoever messes with crabs. Well, we just snatch them up and just fry their ass.
Yeah.
Man, it's good.
Yeah, they're good, though. That was good over there. It was pretty good.
They're pretty expensive, too.
It wasn't too bad over there, but I guess they're not the highest-end restaurants. It's a steakhouse, you know?
Yeah.
And taking action on a horse and shit in there, you know, it's one of those, but...
Oh,
I got one for you.
I got one for you. De Niro. How old would you say he is?
What's that?
How old would you say Robert De Niro is?
Probably in
he's
his
80s. He's got to be up there, man. I tell you what, Pacino,
he's gotta
I seen
be in
not
his
too
early
long
80s.
Ago, and he was fucking looking up there. He's got to be 78.
Early 80s.
He's 71.
He looked 78, but...
Wow.
How about Pacino? Pacino looks old, man.
Well, you know, I remember when De Niro did the Cordova commercial where he pulls up with the Cordova to show his mother and he's got the loaf Italian bread under his arm. That was De Niro.
Hmm.
Well, you figure, if I'm 65, he's been around maybe 10 years before me, 5-7 years, and hence he's 71 years old.
He had a good run, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's down in Buenos Aires. He's doing a tango with some young chippy there, and he looks good, 71 years old.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be 71 in 6 years, so
yeah.
If I make it.
You'll be all right. You're going strong, bro. You outlive all of us.
Yeah. That's what my mother said the week before she died. Yeah.
That's messed up.
Oh, shit, man. But I don't know. I mean, you heard me before. The United States, 70% of the United States will be below zero tonight.
Wow.
Well, that means probably the other 30% must be Florida.
You're right. We've had an unusually warm December.
It hasn't
been
bad here, really. I mean, I'm outside, so it hasn't been too bad, but now it's getting cold.
Yeah.
That's
what about that airplane? That airplane that crashed. You see that airplane that crashed?
Yeah, they found it, though.
Yeah, but they got pictures of people, like, laying there in their underwear and shit, man. They shouldn't be showing that.
Yeah, that's a little messed up. I didn't see them pictures, but I just seen on the news that they had found a plane and shit.
No,
yeah,
they've got
seven bodies.
That's two planes pretty close. I wouldn't fly down that way.
No, they got a picture in the Post where this guy got black on. He's laying in the water, spread eagle. He's got black bikini underwear on, and a red T-shirt around his neck. I said, "Holy shit!" Now, if I was going to fly and you see me get dressed in the morning, you know I had yellow underwear on and a purple shirt. You know that was me. You know people feel fucked up looking at that shit.
Yeah.
That's why they tell you not to wear holy underwear.
Oh, that's why. Well,
my mom always said make sure you got a clean pair of drawers on in case you're in an accident or something.
That's right.
Well, you know, they can, if you got, you know, streaks in your undies, that's good because they get the DNA out of there and know who you are.
Get the fuck out of here. You don't need my DNA then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You went the wrong route. That's called swamp ass right there.
Hey, Vinny, didn't we do a show about underwear?
Underwear, yeah. Jamie, what kind of underwear you wear?
I wear boxers.
Oh, really? I tell you what, I got to wear briefs, man. My shit's got to be snug.
Yeah, I wear briefs, too, sometimes. No tighty-whities, never, though.
But if I just switched up with that. Only because, you know, I wear things till they fall apart. And when you got white underwear on, you know, when you dog white underwear, you know, they tend to look gray and raunchy and shit, you know what I mean?
I don't wear whitey tighties, never.
No. Well, if you wind up getting pinched that night, you'd be in trouble. They put you on the cell block with tighty whitey, tighty mighty smighties on. Oh, shit. Yeah. I don't like
them. Everybody better be wearing their thermals tonight.
I'll tell you what. Last night, my sister gave me a pair of flannel sheets for Christmas. I had the flannel sheets on. I got like one of them fake fur blankets. I mean, it shit's fake fur, but it's hot as hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got
yeah.
one of them blankets, the flannel sheets with the flannel spread, flannel pillowcases. I put the Guppolini on my head. I put my bathrobe on, pajamas. Man, I had to open a window.
I like it when it's cold when I sleep. I don't like to sweat when I sleep. It's
well,
gotta be cool.
Every day I slept real good until I had like a fight in my sleep and I punched the headboard and I hurt my hand. Yeah, I was punching at somebody.
All right, fellas,
oh,
I'm out of here.
I got a song for you. I got a
Vinny,
song for you. What
you got the house number. Give me a call. Lee, have a great New Year's.
Thank
all
you,
right, buddy.
You.
Yeah, go do what you got to do.
I'm
going to
take
forget.
It down a notch. I'm going to drink something. I got a couple movies to watch. I got the new Planet of the Apes, and I got the Equalizer with Denzel Washington. I'm going to flip one of those in. Give me something cold and good to drink, and I'm going to call tonight.
Well, no, you got to watch the fights tonight.
I'll be up for a little bit. But I've been watching a couple of these movies probably. Who's fighting tonight?
The demonstrators in the armed guard.
Oh, that's
an all day rerun tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's an all day rerun tomorrow. I'm gonna watch these flicks and I'm gonna get on that tomorrow. Maybe your next show might be about that.
All right.
Right.
See.
All right. I'll tell you what.
All
you
right.
know what's the funny thing? You know how many son of bitches are standing down there right now and they're underdressed and they're like, damn, I should have put more layers on.
The thing that gets me. They had people standing in them corral things that they had from 5 o'clock today. Now, what happens if they got to do pee-pee?
Yeah, you're fucked. That's why I don't go to that dumb shit.
I mean, they must be wearing Pampers or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to pee.
You got to be in a high rise on Times Square like I was last year, and that's the only way to do it. You can't be out there on the street and shit.
All right, then,
you
buddy.
Go in restaurants, Ben.
Yeah, you
no,
got to
I ain't
do
going nowhere. I'm staying right here.
Yeah.
No,
all right,
I mean,
well,
not
you have a good time.
Street.
Hey, Vinny, you give me a call, you guys. You got my house phone number. You don't need to sell them. When I get a new cell, I'll give it to you.
All right, be good. Give my regards.
All right, I will. Everyone have a good night.
Take care. Have
bye-bye.
A good New Year, okay?
Okay.
And
Jamie,
be healthy.
Jamie,
be healthy.
Jamie, my man, because I ain't.
You don't need a new one. I'm still here.
All right,
buddy.
All right,
take
bye-bye.
Care. Thanks for calling.
Oh, wait.
What?
I got something for you. Cancer.
What?
I got your horoscopes right here. According to the planets, you could easily be panicked into making a move that could make that can be disastrous on all levels. Just because the year is coming to an end doesn't mean you have to speed things up. Take instant decisions. Calm down. Slow down on instant decisions. See, because today you were saying, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do the other thing. See, the horoscope just said that you got to slow
okay.
down. You got
I did.
To
I did
slow
it all today,
down.
So I'm good tomorrow.
All right.
You know,
well,
I just have a lot to do before I go to Boston.
Oh, please go to Boston.
Remember,
I
don't know if I'll be around
yeah.
for the show. All
right. Okay. Now I'm going to read Scorpio. I hope Jamie's still listening. A lot of people will do a lot of silly things today. But there is no reason why you should join in on the madness. See? They're crazy people in Times Square. Aim
yep.
to do the opposite of what everyone else is doing. And the new year will start on the right, you know, path. Seriously. Do just the opposite of what everybody else is doing. Everybody else is going out partying. Everybody else is going out drinking. Everybody else is in Times Square. And I say that for a reason, because there's over 1 million people they're going to be
right.
in Times Square tonight. A million
we
people.
We said that every time we thought about it and we debated and we never went because we were going to fight the crowd and everything and the cold.
No,
remember?
You can't.
Every New Year's we didn't
do it. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going there. You're crazy as hell. But,
yep.
I don't know. Oh, you know what I missed, though? You know, with this crazy, what's his name? The host of the ball dropping, Seagrave, Seacrest,
Ryan Seacrest.
Well, we used to have
Clark
a restaurant.
Anymore.
We used to have
oh,
a
yeah?
restaurant on Bloomfield Avenue called the Seacrest. So I should remember Seacrest. I remember the Seacrest was on Bloomfield Avenue, of course, from Dairy Queen. But they don't play my song. I like that song. They all acquaintance be.
All right, you want me to play it? Okay.
Oh, you got
we'll
it?
Play it. I got. Right. I have two for you, but we'll play the first one.
I want to hear that one.
Should all acquaintance be forgotten and never brought to mind? Should all be forgot and ease of all anxiety? All anxiety, my dear, all anxiety, we'll take the cup of kindness, yes, all anxiety.
So long it's been good to know you. Oh, Lord, it's been good to know you.
Wonderful guests for dropping by. And I especially want to thank you, Frank.
Don't mention it, Marvin.
And I also want to thank all you out there for watching. Please remember the moral of tonight's show. Put your troubles away till tomorrow. If you're lucky, someone will break into your house tonight and steal them.
Oh, God.
Well, that was DeMarn. He was
and Frank.
He was a real... Yeah. Kidding around a guy kind of guy. Yeah, D. Martin. Yeah, God rest your soul. I want to wish all our live listeners a happy New Year's. I think Anthony's there. Linda's there. I mean, I could go down the list, but I don't remember everybody. But I could count on Anthony and Linda.
Stephanie and Bella
and Stephanie and... There's quite a few. I don't know who everyone is. I'm not familiar. But there are quite a few in the archives. That show yesterday had 300 listens by 9 o'clock at night. I mean, that's
I
mean, people say, well, you know, 300 isn't a lot. I mean, some of our shows got 2,500 hits. But, like, within an hour, you have 300 hits. I mean, if you go at that rate, in 24 hours, you have 3,000. So, you know, people do hear us. People enjoy us. People, you know, because we're, like, real. We fight. We kid. We joke. We laugh. We talk about real things. And people, I guess, enjoy that.
Was it that, that was the one that talking about your mother? Is that the one?
Oh, yeah, talking about your mother.
Yeah.
Your mother's love, unconditional
love. The unconditional love of a mother.
Yes. But speaking of unconditional love, one of the things I'd like to see, and this year, is the drug use and alcohol use of kids. It's really destroying. I mean, you know, everything with me is mob, gangsters, and all of that. I mean, you watch any old gangster movie, as soon as they talk about that shit, forget it, that's poison. Let the animals take that. The animals, they're animals anyway. Let the animals keep it. Keep it out of our neighborhood. And you know what? They got rid of the mob. That shit's all around. Suburbia. I mean, it's funny. You hear me talk about cue ball, that I had the phone number, my phone number for the pool hall. I had people calling me. I had a guy call me today. Hey, cue ball, you going to be open? I said, oh, yeah, I'm open all day. I'm open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Really? He said, I said, yeah, but it's my house that's open, not cue ball. Oh, this ain't cue ball. I said, no, man, this ain't no cue ball. So a friend of mine came over and I said, oh, actually, he was sitting there, and he heard me, and he said, cue ball, what happened? I said, they're always calling my house for cue ball. He said, oh, they got arrested for drug activity in the pool hall. So the drugs down here is so bad. I mean, I go to Wawa. You hear me talk about going to Wawa's. That's a big drug connection place. All the Wawa's. You know, like back in the day, you had to go to 42nd Street and 8th Avenue or 14th Street to buy terminals. Well, down here, go to any Wawa or Krausner's and you can buy any drug you want. You could probably get, I mean, I go in Krausner's for cigarettes. I got to show them three IDs. But yet I could go outside and buy any drug I want. So you tell me what's wrong. Something's wrong. Somebody's
well, how do you feel about the legalizing marijuana?
I don't think any drug should be legalized. Now, if we're going to get into drugs, I'm going to tell you a true story. I've taken every drug known to man. And you know what drug makes me so paranoid that I almost killed somebody? Marijuana.
Which one?
Marijuana. So, when you say, oh, my kid's all right. He's only smoking the bone down the cellar. Well, you know what? If the shit affects him like it affected me, the kid might come up and cut your head off and blow your head off. So any drug, anything that's mind-altering and it's not natural and it affects your thinking should not be legal. It should not. I don't care. I don't care. I'm 65 years old. I live my life. If something happened to me tomorrow, you know, I'm playing with their money, like you said, when you go to the casino. I'm all in. But it's only a start. It's a start. They legalize marijuana. Then tomorrow they'll legalize, they legalize prescriptions. They give you all kinds of shit with legal prescriptions. They're legalizing marijuana tomorrow. Watch, you'll see it sooner or later. They'll be legalizing heroin. Anything like that, it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's a known fact. It's been proven. It's a mind-altering drug. So you get somebody that gets their hand on pot, and he's a little wacky, you got a time bomb. You know, but thanks for friends like Linda LaFonte, works for Integrity House. I mean, I have a young kid that's very close to me. He's supposed to go into rehab. He never called him back. Now, if that was me, I'd give the kid a $20 bill. I'd say, go to New York. Hey, good. you know, kill yourself. That's why I'm not a drug counselor. But the, you know, when people make arrangements with people to go into a detox, to go into a program, don't you know that you're taking a bed from some poor slob that really wants help? But you know what? You always got to have a helping hand when people are like that. You never know. It may be if you got somebody in a joint and a detox for one day, that might be the day you saved their life. You know, I got news today. Somebody I know was supposed to go in 3 weeks ago. They didn't go in. They got in trouble in another state. They're crazy. They're nuts. When I got in trouble, I stood in New Jersey. I changed counties. Hudson County, Bergen County, Essex County, Ocean
County.
That's
why we did that jail show, and I had pictures of all your jails.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go to Texas, Arizona, Florida. Forget about it. They're lucky if they throw the key away. They don't fool around. They got them good old boys down there. They lock your ass up quick. But these kids, I don't know.
Renee's doing down there?
Well, Renee went to jail for murder.
Yep.
Renee went to jail for murder. They were going to kill him, and he killed somebody. So they do not play. The kid Kenny that calls me up, he carries a gun. Everybody carries guns in Florida, especially in northern Florida.
Yes.
You know, did you see that tragic accident? Did you see that accident? Some lady was in Walmart shopping with her baby in the carriage. She turned around and to pay the cashier, the baby, 2 years old, takes the gun out of the carriage and shoots the mother and kills her.
Tell you, freaky.
Yeah, Todd kills mom in gun horror.
Well, that's
horror.
The trouble. People are so scared right now. They're carrying guns, which is ridiculous.
Idaho. A two-year-old boy accidentally shot and killed his mother Tuesday morning after he reached into her purse at Walmart and she had a concealed gun. He fired it and bye-bye, Mom.
Hmm.
See, I tell you that every day. We were talking about that on the show last week. That's why you can't even have confrontations with people, because just proof what I just said. It takes the smallest amount of strength to pull a trigger. Now, how strong is a two-year-old? He pulled the trigger, shot the mother. I don't want no gun near me. If I own a gun, I keep it on lock. I keep it unloaded, locked in a case, and that's it. So if I hear there's a riot or trouble, I just unlock my shit, load it up, sit there on the couch facing the front door, and blow anybody away that comes in the door. But,
God.
You know, no, really, no, I don't play around. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I can't fight with people. I just blow their ass away. Boom, boom, boom. That's it. You want to bother me? That's it. I can't see anywhere. I mean, if I have no glasses on, they can't say it's a racial thing because I can't see without my glasses.
That's for sure.
Anybody comes in my door, I don't care the color or anything. As long as I got my cat sitting on my lap.
Just
my
listen to their voice,
couch.
Though. That's no one you know, at least, Ben.
I don't want to know any voice. That's how I got out the Army thing. When they wanted to ship me to Vietnam, I said, oh, wait a minute. I just came out of a state institution for young men. He said, all right, Gay, go talk to the psychiatrist. So the psychiatrist said, what's the problem? What's wrong? I said, let me tell you something. You send me my ass to Vietnam, I'm going to shoot anything that ain't attached to me. If it moves, if it moves, it's getting shot. He said, what do you mean? I said, if I'm standing there and something moves and I didn't move my foot or my arm or twitch my eye, I'm shooting it. And if there's any way to me to make money over there, I'm going to make it. He said, okay, I'll tell you what. Take this paper to that guy and get your stuff and leave. We'll see you if there's a war, you know, if there's an invasion, we'll call you. I said, all right, see you. Walked outside. All them guys were there standing there. You know, when they look at your hands and they look at your feet and they tell you to make that one step forward and you get sworn in. I walked in the room. I said, I see you guys. I'm going to Seaside for the weekend. I see you on the goddamn news. Well, what's the matter? You ain't coming? I said, hell no, I ain't coming there. He said, oh, man, we could have a boiling basic training. I said, no, you have two balls. I'm going. Yeah, they used to show it on the news every night. It was very heartbreaking. But, you know, when you're caught up in it, you know that. You know, we're watching the news. They used to show the toke of the American people who got killed that day. 78 soldiers got killed today. 120 soldiers got killed. I said, man, thank God I went and talked to that guy, because I would have got killed. I would have got killed over there. I would have been doing something. There, you know, I would have got mad when you try to hurt somebody or something. They would have shot my ass. Well. Let's worry about this new year. We're ready to kick this new year in the ass. Hopefully we'll be celebrating. Wait, it's 2000. We'll be celebrating 2020. Well, you know, this year was bad. Dee Dee died. Dee Dee was my partner, man. She, I had her for 10 years. 10 years. And she died suddenly. My brother-in-law died, Nikki. I had cancer. So it wasn't such a good year. I had to move. Moving sucks, man.
Twice.
I don't like moving.
I know you don't.
But
you're catching up
I'm
to me
here
now.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? You say you got another New Year's song.
Oh, yeah, I was going to do it at the end, but if you wanted to do it, you wanted to hear Guy Lombardo, right? Because that's just me.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear Guy Lombardo. We can play
okay.
It now. We'll play it later.
Right.
But send out invitations for the show.
Okay. It's pretty.
was beautiful. That was beautiful. That was good.
I know, you like that.
Lombardo. You can't beat that. Now, they got all that rap shit on it, on the countdown, you know? What are you going to do? But you know what? We'll play that when we go off the air, and we'll wish everybody a happy new year, just like it was. And for those of you who tried to disrupt my life, and there was a couple misfits during this year on the air. You know what?
Oh, God.
I want you to know that I dream of yous, and Maloikia is strong.
Oh, we did that show on that, remember? Everyone liked
yeah.
that show.
Yeah,
that was
Maloikia.
One of your good best shows last year. You got a lot
yeah.
on that one, too.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of, well, Maloikia is a true thing. You know, the mind, the brain, the energy that you put out, you know, the evil eye, that's serious. That's some serious stuff, man. And those of you who are lucky enough to be in the 30% of the country that is warm, thank God.
Okay, I'll be out in a few minutes.
It's bitterly cold. If you have
Darn.
To run, right ahead, run. I will end it if you'd like.
Okay, they're waiting. It's
okay. Okay. But, I don't know. I guess New Year's, to me, is a time to sit down and think of all the good times and what you have to do to be a better person for 2015. You know what I mean? We know what we got to do. You just do it. No big thing. You don't have to write a thing and put it on your refrigerator. Well, I can't. My refrigerator is full of dead people. So, yeah, I got all dead people on there. I got my Uncle Tommy. I got my Uncle Wabs. I got, who else is up there? A.B. and Annie. Tony, my friend Tony. Oh, God bless Tony. I spent the New Year's with him on Staten Island and his family. He's no longer with us. He's on the refrigerator. If you go on my refrigerator, you're in trouble. My brother's the only living one on the refrigerator. Well, that's because he's always in the refrigerator.
Yes,
yeah,
the last time I saw him, my goodness, when's the baby due? Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, well, he gained 100 pounds.
I said, when's the baby due? And yeah, I've seen him, it's skin and bone, and now it's like, wow.
Yeah, well, that's what you call the content, leading a good life. You know, a friend of mine, Patty Spaduto, we were in Essex County together, and he used to always hit his stomach. Pat his stomach, he said, yeah, see, this stomach cost me a lot of money. Cost me a lot of money to have a stomach like this. Good life, good living, good food. Pat's not in the refrigerator, too. I think he ate a little too much. Actually, funny, I mean, it's not funny. He died, and he was stabbed in his stomach. So maybe if it was smaller.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, he did. He got stabbed in his stomach. He was good to me. He was a good dude. Hey, matter of fact, when I mentioned that I used to work, well, actually, if you listen to the old show, when I said I used to cook, I used to make coffee, fry eggs, make lunch, it was for Pat. He owned the luncheonette, and he put me on a payroll, and I used to go down there and, you know, hang out. You know, pour a cup of coffee every couple hours and, you know, get a pay. Well, Happy New Year to all my friends and all my foe. You could even wish them a Happy New Year, too. Might as well. You know what I mean? Some people, they just... I'm gonna change. I wash up. But I take the showers when it's in the afternoon, when the sun's shining in the apartment, because you get cold. You get a cold in this weather. And,
your heat's on good tonight, though?
Well, you know, I live in a complex that they control the heat. But if it's set on 68, I don't care if it's 20 below. It's going to always be 68 in my apartment. But the only thing that they get you, I mean, the general apartment, I mean, it's 1,000 square feet. So near the windows, you know, the window jams, the window, the glass, you could feel the cold. But when you're in the apartment, you're in bed, you know, it's comfortable. It's 68 degrees. It's set for 68.
No, I'm at 75.
75? Yeah, well, if I had the thermostat. You know, I look at this paper, and I just passed the thing about the Air Asia Flight 8501.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I my heart goes out to them people, man. Seriously. Mm. My heart goes out to those people. They have to worry about not even funeral arrangements. They have to worry about identifying.
That's right, and getting the bodies. Most people's religions, you have to have the body to bury. Right?
Yeah, well,
you need the body.
Then I look over here. A teen's tragic hero. Some girl was having a problem with some kids, and they were drunk, and they were bothering this girl. And the girl's mother's boyfriend ran down. He was 37. He hit one of the guys that were hitting the girl, and he got stabbed, and he's no longer with us. What I'm trying to say is, you got to be happy just to be here. Like I said, you know, it's a crazy world today. It isn't like when we grew up. It's really crazy. I mean, not people got killed, but you usually got killed for a reason. Today, no rhyme or reason. But Times Square
a lot of fighting this year. It's been a lot of fighting.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what to say, but I wish people would just wise up. Hit the all anxiety and we'll end it, and we'll speak to everyone Friday.
You want Guy or Frank?
Guy Lombardo, please.
Here we go.
All right, everybody. Happy to be here. Love you. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, Lee. And lock them up.
Okie dokie. Right. Bye bye, everybody. And we'll see you on Friday. Forget about it Friday.
All right.